morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Cattlemen, want a little more innovation? Pour it on. How about a little more convenience? Pour it on. And just plain old easy to use? Pour it on. Introducing new Banamine Transdermal. It's the first FDA-approved pour-on of its kind. And it's easy, easy, easy. New Banamine Transdermal from Merck Animal Health. Pour it on. Talk to your veterinarian or visit BanamineTD.com.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. U.S. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue recently went to Buenos Aires to take part in the G20 meetings of agriculture ministers. Perdue had the chance to visit with his counterparts from other nations and said that the event went well.
Like many meetings, you probably get more out of the individual visits and personal visits than you do the written statements and reading of the statements. We did have an opportunity to visit with several colleagues, had good, productive conversations there with the EU regarding how we could follow up on the decision and the announcement from President Trump and President Juncker this past week.
Perdue says there was a celebration to commemorate U.S. pork getting back into Argentina. He says the interesting part of the celebration was finding out there's a high demand for the product.
We had a great event with cooperators there, importers, as well as chefs. It was a very lively meeting with chefs, very anxious to have our pork products into Argentina, and pork is not consumed that much in Argentina. They were looking forward to introducing that to their consumers in Argentina, and we had some nice honey-baked ham there as well as other products that they really seemed to enjoy.
Perdue says he also talked with Argentinian officials about future business opportunities.
Wound up really with a great bilateral meeting with Minister Echeverry of Argentina. Their interest in having a bilateral relationship on beef, we talked about the things that needed to happen for that to take place. And then the end of the trip with a visit out to a ranch where this very innovative technological company using cloning techniques to develop expert polo ponies.
Perdue also discussed the idea of implementing reforms to the World Trade Organization.
Most of the conversation had to do with the enforcement of the things like the OIE and the standards that we have agreed upon based on sound science. And many countries follow those and some choose to ignore them. And what we were trying to determine is how we can make the WTO a more of an organization that truly guides international trade the way it was intended.
In the meantime, the aid package announced to offset harm by the Trump administration's trade policy for agriculture could be ready to go by October, according to Secretary Perdue. While in Argentina, Perdue told Reuters that the aid package could have payments reaching farmers by late September. The plan would include between $7 billion and $8 billion in direct cash relief, as the Department of Agriculture expects U.S. farmers to take an $11 billion hit due to retaliatory tariffs after Washington placed duties on Chinese goods. Checks will go out to farmers as soon as they prove their yields, according to Perdue, who says the yields will be based on actual production, not historical averages. The program is a response to trade tariffs implemented on U.S. agriculture goods for the 2018 crop year only. As Perdue says, we do not expect to do this over a period of time.
You got farm news on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each April, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 25th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 6th, 7th, and 8th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.